Good evening and God
Love
bless.
Talk
Merry
Radio.
What? Good evening and God bless. Thank you. This is Evangelist Carolyn Lee McCullough Williams Gilchrist Bell Crouch. It is I. How are you, my Facebook followers, those that are following me, those that will listen, those that want to comment? I hope that you will be able to do so tonight. God bless you. I just want to say and give thanks as unto the Lord and again to my sponsors, as I always do, Overseer Apostle Willie Armstrong and all of the administrators that are over our blog talk. We thank you and we bless God for you on this evening. Now, this topic is a little sticky right here at the holidays because it is in reference to adult saved children and adult saved parents that disrespect them and use them and abuse them in church, out of church, in season, out of season, at home, family events, just knock them off the and expect for them to stand back up straight and have nothing to say. We live in a world where the Bible says, be swift to hear and slow to speak. And I will use myself for a prime example. Here you go. Was in a conversation with my mother in reference to another loved one. As we were talking, I began to ask her about that person. As I did that, what they said, she says to me, well, you know, this person still holds what you put on social media about them. I said, are you serious? Something almost 20 years old? I said, I just dealt with something 42 years old. Now I've got to do that. I said, so people just want to keep you hanging on the cliff, dangling. And I said, the devil is alive. And before I realized it, I said, you need to get the hell that sent you out. I said, because you keep taking up with this person, and this person is wrong. And y'all go die and end up in hell if you don't stop this. And, of course, they begin to go over, I'm your mother, and I'm this, and I respect you. I don't have an issue with respecting you, but you're going to respect me, too. Because I've not only apologized and repented to God, I apologized to that person and their entire family. It wasn't received. I dusted my feet, and I kept it moving. I still put olive branches out, even Thanksgiving Day. I said, I'm not speaking. I'm going to walk right on in the house like I don't see that person. And as I went in the house and I sat down, the person's out to their car. When they came back in, they decided to say, hello, Carolyn. And I was cordial. I said, hello, how are you? Hey, that's what I said. And I kept it moving. Swift and sweet. And before we knew it, before the hour, maybe 2 hours had passed, the enemy came in and completely destroyed the whole Thanksgiving. And I said, wow. And my children, I had told them about a family portrait, and most of them were trying to get here to make it, but their work schedules or their personal schedules, or because it was a last-minute thing, they didn't come. I had a child drive all the way back 4 hours just to take a picture with his mother because the others weren't going to be able to do it. And it didn't happen. We were told a specific item to get and to wear, and we did that, and it was a hot mess. But my children were not there. But they kept calling, like, you know, call this person, call. I'm not, my kids are not getting in this. No, ma'am. No, sir. No. You got your children here. You got all of your children here. And, you know, you got your children here. Let them fight that battle. And it was just, you know, a using thing, you know. And now that my children are grown and they see what I've had to endeavor and endure all my life, they said, Mama, you have had to go through this all your life. When are you going to get it? They're never going to love you the way you love them. They're never going to respect you the way you respect and honor them. And as my mother and I were talking, I became heated. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, Carolyn, that powerful prayer this morning, you had someone on, a great influential person that can take you places almost to the White House, and you're going to let this itty-bitty mustard seed thing bother you? And I said, but it hurts, God. I said, when are they going to get it that I am grown? When are they going to get it to honor me? I'm not Joseph. I'm not David. I'm not Noah, and I'm not Moses. I'm Carolyn, God, and all I'm asking is that they honor the God that's on the inside, that manifests himself on the outside. And as I began to talk to her, my mother hung up on me. I didn't even know for about 5 minutes And I was yelling and screaming. I'm not going to lie. I was, like, talking loud because she's hearing impaired, and I want her to hear everything I had to say. And I also, before we even started, before the argument escalated, I said, would you remind me at 3 o'clock to do something very, very important, something very important I had to do. Do you know how to receive a phone call? But I told God, I thank you. I said, I know who she is, God. I said, I've always known. I said, but it's mama. My mother's 89 years old. And one of my sisters said at Thanksgiving, that's just how she is. I said, there's always improvement for change. One of my dear friends, a mother in the Lord, Mother Thomasina Williams, please keep her family lifted in prayer. She said, there's always improvement for change. She enjoyed listening to my blogs. She enjoyed listening to my prayers. And that gave me hope. This woman is way out in California. Don't know me from a dime or a nickel, but she honors and respects the God on the inside, whereas those that are right here. Remember the scripture where God said right then, he said, they don't even love and respect you in your own village. You got to go off somewhere far. I said, God, this is too much. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. We're about to find out what's really going to happen to Mr. Trump, which is all they're going to do is give him a slap on the wrist. He won't ever be able to run for president. Well, that's going to work for me. But everyone that worked with him, around him, and everyone that knew about it should not be able to hold office again in life as well, whether they're Democrat or Republican, because it was historical. But to say that under the sound of my voice, listen to your parents. And sometimes you do have to get up and walk away. And sometimes, a lot of times when she was saying foolish things, I just said, well, I'll talk to you later. And it upsets her. And I said, I don't want to talk about that. Don't talk to me about my siblings, my sisters, my one brother. Those are my siblings. I said, and even though they talk bad about me, I'm not going to do it. I said, because that is what you want to hear so you can spread fire. You already got the gas fire. I said, but the devil is a liar and it won't happen. Not on my watch. So I prayed about that thing, and I said, I don't want to repent. I don't want to do it. And I found myself saying, Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me, God. I repent. I said, I'm so tired, God. And I said, I will not die. I shall live and declare your works. I said, it seemed like the harder I pray, and it seemed like every week God is bringing a constituent, someone that works at, you know, a person of high prestige. And it seems like every time that it happens, every time that I'm successful in my prayers. And, I mean, I had preachers on. I was so just intrigued by one preacher. I said, I'm going to his church tomorrow night. He took the time out to listen to me. I don't know for how long, but he listened. And I was, you know, engaged. And I was like, you know how you go back after you finish your prayer and you see how many people have looked. And I was like, God, I thank you. That this man of God took, I don't care if it was a minute out, but he listened. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, God, I thank you. You are so awesome and amazing because you never know who, what, when, or where. And I'm looking for a church home. I want to be in an organization. I want to be able to go to church and look pretty on Sundays. I do because I enjoy looking good for Jesus, not for man, but so that man can see me looking holy, so man can see me living holy. I have to make a phone call when I get off here tonight to explain to a preacher that asked me to come in his church. And I sat there for 6 months, and he didn't do nothing. I could use you. I need you. And I sat there like a lump on a log. And I told God, when, God? He said, now. He said, I told you you only had to be there for a season. And God sent me there for one thing, and that was to clean the church. And this was a big church in its entirety. It seats about 400 people. And I kept saying, who is going to help me? And I had a woman in mind, not knowing that this lady had the spirit of witchcraft. I started just losing stuff here, and things start going wrong. I'm like, Jesus, everything that could, would, should, it happened. And then when I finally told someone who already knew, they said, well, yeah, that's what it was. That was the spirit of witchcraft. Before I could even, I was like, what? And you knew and didn't tell me? I said, I'm not one of those that discern everything. I like to see the good in people. I said, but if you see me at the crossroad, and you know that there's a hole that I can, I'm up in before I go to the next part, don't let me do that. Tell me. I always tell God, I said, make it plain. You said, write the vision, make it plain. I said, but I need for you to make it plain. I need for you to, you know, come down here and talk to me sometime. Talk where I can hear you talking. I ain't got to see you. Send the angels and let them, just like last week. God showed me in a dream, and my baby was here. One of my grands, I believe it was. And in the dream, there was a man coming up my sidewalk, and this man had on black, a brown skin, nice, but he had a smirk on his face like, I'm going to get you. I can't get to you, but I'm going to get you. You ever heard that, seen that kind of expression? Well, you can read their mind. You can read what their looks, their facial expressions. And surely enough, that was on a Friday, and by Sunday, Mother Williams had taken her toll. That Friday before, my God sister's nephew passed. And I was like, okay, God, we don't need all these deaths in December. December is the most wonderful time of the year because it's supposedly the time of Jesus' birth and, of course, my birth. Glory be to God. I'm celebrating it all the way to December the 31st. But needless to say, we have got to know when we can put our parents in order, decent and in order, and how to say to them in an humble way where they'll get it. Well, I've got one of those mothers. She's been Kojic all her life. Lord, God bless her. And she's a person, she reminds me so much of a relative of mine that's gone on. They're never wrong. They don't never want to be wrong. They're always right. And if you tell them they're wrong, oh, I'm a liar. So you calling me a liar, and I'm your mother, and I'm, if that's what you want to say. We got into a disagreement about the words, how you put things in the apostolic atmosphere. And I said, Mother, stop calling my grandchildren bad and say misbehave. If I want to say, those are my grand, but you don't have that right to say that. And if I've learned to say, stop being misbehaved now, I've even, my sister reminded me Thanksgiving of the ruler, a stick. God says, spare not the rod and spoil the child. You know, we use belts and throw things and all that kind of stuff. But I forgot to use a stick, a switch, of course, that's a piece of wood, but a stick itself. My grandmother used a ruler, one of those long, thick rulers. And all my siblings never really, I got the whooping for everybody, for everything, things I did and didn't do. Most of them I did. And so I found a ruler this morning. I said, this is the ruler I'm going to be using to pop the kids with from here on out. And I set it where I can see it. And that's what I want to do. I want to do what thus saith the Lord. Back to parents, our fathers and our mothers, you know. And I go back to children. When we were born in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and way back, we were, some of us were born out of wedlock, and we were born to someone else's husband, someone's wife, husband. And we're not telling the truth about that. And we're losing out because we're not telling the children or we're lying to them. Once someone lied on my son and my daughter and said they belong to someone else, and thank God for a bold husband. At the time, that's one time he took up for me. Hallelujah. Not only did he tell the people all, but of course he was not saved, is not saved, and he told them some few choice words. And I was very grateful and honored for that. And I was like, Lord, I thank you. Finally, somebody gets it, you know. And it felt good. And even my husband, he said, your family is awful. He said, your family do not. He said, your family is jealous of you, and you ain't even got nothing. He said, golly. He said, they are awful. He said, you got an awful family. And I'll never forget, my mother allowed my sister to jump on me in front, and I wouldn't fight. And my mother couldn't understand. I wasn't trying to fight in front of her. I was trying to respect her. And I was like, wow. But God, I was like, Lord, this has got to stop. When is this going to stop, God? When? But thanks be unto God, I lived with her off and on. When I first came out of jail, I never forget. And I was so miscombobulated, I thought I was going to be living with her for the rest of my life. I was trying to get a phone in the room because she didn't want you to use a phone. And people were calling me. People, she didn't know how much I was loved until I went to jail. And people were sending her monies, and they was, my kids was telling her she wouldn't give them monies and things of that nature, to the point my son stole $5. And so she asked him, why did you steal that money? He said, because I want some refund. And he was about 14 at the time, 12 or 14, and he told her the truth. And she put him out in the cold in December while I'm in, down in the jail cell, inside of another jail cell. But at the end of the day, I say this to you, that God is faithful and he's able. And these parents, we won't have them with us always. I had a cousin. Her mother said, look at you. You ain't nothing but a drug addict and a drunk. I'm going to bury you, Brenda. And come to think, you know what she told her? She turned around with her. She said, you know what, Mama? I'm going to bury you. I'm going to see them throw dirt in your face. I'm going to outlive you. And then my aunt, you know, forgetting that she was a drunk. And her daughter moved and left, pretty woman, beautiful, her aunt and her daughter, left and moved away because of her mother. Had 10 children by about 7 or 8 different men. And all of them today, you better not say anything to them about their mama, and you better not say anything to them about their background. But it is what it is. We were all illegitimate bastards. That's what we were. We were out there, the little girls had been raised in church, and once they got a taste of wind and sex and sin, they, honey, they spread them wide like an eagle. And they don't talk about that, but you need to tell the truth before someone hurts, you know. And I want to bring up to my mother so many times, I'm like, you know, this, that, and the other, but I try to respect her. She's my mom. We were just together last week. She rode with me. Because I try to take her somewhere once a week and even buy her something once a week. I try to do that away from the other kids. But it's gotten to the point that no matter what I do for her, she tells them. And I'm like, oh, Lord. So I told God, I said, God, I am so tired. I said, so I'm going to, you know, cut her down, shut her loose for a little while, and let her have, you know. I said, and after, when I ask her to do something for me, being professional, let me tell you something. One thing I love about me, I can be professional anytime, any place, anywhere. I can be professional. One of my sisters gave another sister some walnuts, and I really wanted them. And she took them and looked at me, and, you know, like she was going, mm-mm. And I was like, but, Lord, I really wanted them walnuts. And the Holy Spirit reminded me, Carolyn, you got money in your pocket. You can go buy you some walnuts. And that's exactly what I went and did. And I was like, she meant that thing. And these were peeled, shelled walnuts, and I wanted them, but I've been moving because at the end of the day, I've got to be happy. And that's why I'm so adamant about when I pray at my 6:05 Facebook Live or my noonday prayer, 12:05 p.m. Facebook Live. Remember to ask God to forgive you, to forgive, heal, live, and move forward. To forgive, heal, live, and move forward. That's so important, to thrive, survive, strive, and stay alive. Sometimes I sit in this house for days on end, just me in this house. I have a nephew. He's artistic to a degree. When he's not, I'm just as happy. Some nights I'm a little scared in here by myself. I've got 2 French bulls, and they'll make a little sound, or they'll do this and that. But I'm comfortable with them at the same time because it's a sort of a protection. But they're in the cages, and I feel like if push came to shove, they might get a loose, especially that girl dog, because she does not like men, period. And I thank God for my grown children. I love each and every one of them. I love it when they FaceTime me, and sometimes they get on my nerve. And I tell them what God has given me, and they'll text me back every now and then, you are a woman of God, we love you, Mama, but you don't understand, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, but I do. I was there. It wasn't that long ago that I went through what you're going through now. Make up your mind. Go back to school. And I encourage them all the time, go back to school. Please, go back to school. Get yourself together. Do what you need to do. Hallelujah. Before it is too late. My time is ended. If there's someone that has questions or they have an input or they want to critique me, perhaps, you know, and instruct me to do better, pray for me and pray with me. Here it is now. So we praise God for that.
And your program was good, and your program touched the lives of people. Issues that people walk around with is very similar to what you just described. And right now, families, the devil is attacking families like mad.
Oh, yeah.
He's attacking them in their relationship. And he knows that if he can destroy them, because what God has done is raising a few of us to reconcile families. I was just telling my cousin, checking her, my family on my mama's side, we cousins. I didn't grow up with the one, mostly the one that's on the prayer line. I grew up with the older ones, and they're all gone. And I texted her and told her, I thank God for the prayer line because it has brought us together. We have cousins that on the prayer line from Florida to New York.
Wow, that's beautiful.
We start at 7:30 on a Saturday morning, but most people call in about 7:15 so we can do a fellowship time. We fellowship, and then at 7:30 we start.
That's great. That's awesome. That's awesome that you said that, Apostle. We're supposedly to be having a sister's prayer that is much needed on the 29th. We're all saved. I have six siblings, seven of us all together, and we can never come together, not even once a month, to pray. Everyone's so anointed and so gifted, and I have to wait on the Lord and hasn't spoken to me. Honey, all we ask you to do is just come pray, and if it don't fit your, you know, of course. No one's going to do anything to hurt you or to, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? But, and that had a lot to do with it when she kept making excuses. I forgot I had a little cousin got killed 2 years ago, December the 29th. I don't dwell on items and things of that magnitude. For me, that's a trick of the enemy to keep you suppressed, oppressed, and depressed. Mm-hmm. And I said the time at 8 p.m. as well. I told her the date exactly. She said, well, you know, Ron's birthday, her husband, the 25th. And I said, no, not Christmas. I don't want to bother you. I said, that's what we said, the 29th. I said, Rosa, Thomasina, and Sandra are in agreement. You know, and I'm thinking, well, these are her sisters. And I said, I still have yet to call my oldest sister, Hersina. Hopefully this one will be in agreement with us. But at the end of the day, it just did. She just was like, you know, I just don't, you know what Carolyn said, it didn't bother you. You want to personally hold a grudge. And if you want to hold something or die and go to hell, honey, keep stars on my crown. I'm going to be so heavy, I'm not going to hardly be able to walk around heaven, probably. I'm going to have to sit it down, I guess. I said, because I have so many enemies within my immediate family. And
well,
my
one thing I'm going to say to you.
Go ahead.
That I hope people who are listening take it the way
sir.
I mean it.
Yes,
if we can't live together here on this earth,
come
we
on.
Are not going to live together anywhere else. And
that's right.
Psalms 115, verse 16, it says, God created heaven. That's God. Heaven was created for God. God created heaven for himself. And he created the earth for the children of men. So
my
now.
God.
And he put gold and all that stuff is here, the same as in heaven. We don't understand what's here. How are we going to die and go to heaven and have all that stuff when God told us that the earth is for the children of men?
Wow.
So my thing to you is you go on, if only two of y'all or three of y'all come on, and you just do it and don't worry about the rest. Because Jesus made it clear, and I got to get the scripture. You can look it up. He said, everybody want to talk about Jesus died for our sins, and Jesus, God sent his only beloved begotten Son. But Jesus said also that he came not to bring peace, but the sword. He came not to bring peace, but the sword. He brought a sword, you know, one of those big knives. And whenever you sit down and reflect on that and think about it, you understand that people who don't believe the word that he gives us, they will be in conflict with us. So we don't worry about that because Jesus already said that it's going to happen that way. So the person that's got to go pray and got to do all this don't have time, how they going to have time to do anything when they get to heaven? Because they're not going.
Thank you. I'm like,
yes, I said it.
Skeptical about calling her for that very reason because I don't want to hear the no or the excuses because that's all it is. Because if she had put it together, I'd have been like, okay, cool. You know, I'm with it. I'm down. You know, and even if I don't pray, I'm like, I get to pray every week. So that's irrelevant. The thing of it is, us coming together, my son and I'm just going to keep it real, told us last year, the day of the funeral of my nephew, I don't know why we had to have this meeting. He told us he's still a prophet of God and told us exactly what God said, and they refused to take it in. And God said, I'm telling you, before the 31st, pray. Get all your sisters together and just pray. He said, there are going to be some that's not going to come. Some going to have to think about it and pray about it. He said, but we need to come together and pray. And I was like, wow. Wow. And he said, if we don't get, the six of us don't get it together, he said, something else is going to happen. He said that in October. By February, my sister, who had just lost two sons, then her husband passed. And I'm looking like, Lord.
See,
and these are
on
my
wife's side.
Out of my mother's womb.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Say now.
On my wife's side, we started trying to do a fellowship time with prayer. And the problem was one of her sisters, who had been a preacher, wanted to take charge. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And then, so, you know, it sort of fizzled out. And on my father's side, we tried years ago prayer line going. It never happened. Now, people at the family reunion, people sign up, but that was it.
Yeah. And here's the thing with ours. We started it 3 years ago, right before the pandemic. But my cousins in Charlotte, you know, they're well-to-do supposedly, and they were so full of themselves, the mother and the daughter, they were inviting their friends, which weren't our families. And then they wanted to prophesy to everybody. And then one of my family members told another one some negative information about me. And when I called her out on it and told her exactly who told it, because I said, God, reveal and expose right now. And everything she was prophesying to me, I said, you lying wonder. I said, you lying wonder. You a liar and the truth is not in you. I said, and you, I will not receive not one prophecy. I said, but you and that prophecy are going to go straight to the gates, not even the gates of hell, but you're going to go back to hell from whence you came. I said, I decree and declare, and I got on the phone as I got off with her, and I repeated everything that that person had said, and they had to admit it and tell me they're going to do this, and they did, I'm sure. But it was a principle, and I'm like, this is a family thing. Why are you bringing other people in? I need to talk to you. I need to minister to you. No, you don't. You're still, you know, doing things that are not of the Lord Jesus. But I told God, and that eventually, I don't know where it's at today. From my understanding, though, it broke up. It was every Monday, and they would go on sometimes 2 and 3 hours. I said, now, wait a minute. You don't. We're supposed to be praying maybe 30 minutes to an hour. I don't need you to teach to me. I don't need you to preach to me, and I definitely don't need you to prophesy to me. And then you don't want to give the testimony from where you came from? No. And I didn't know a couple of my sisters were on at the time. And they said, we're in agreement with Carolyn. So y'all said pray. Y'all didn't say nothing about what y'all talking about. And it caused a lot of, you know, rigor mortis and, you know, a lot of family, you know, they say I started mess. I said, I just told them what God said. This is not of the Lord. This is your flesh. This is man. Because your audience. I said, get you a church. You want an audience that bad? But I'm going to get off. My time is up, and I pray that. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, God knew in the beginning what was going to happen. And he did not. The devil got involved in it. And see, Jesus said that he destroyed the works of the devil. Okay? So everybody looking for the devil. But the devil sent those fallen angels, what you were not expecting to come. Those fallen angels that came in the body of those individuals. Because also the scripture said we have authority over demons, scorpions, and serpents. And power over the enemy.
Amen.
But the Bible also says on verse 20, that we don't rejoice that we can control or influence the demons, scorpions, and serpents, but we rejoice because God wrote our name in heaven. So as we go through these things and do things, do signs and wonders, God doing signs and wonders through us, what I found a lot of people do, they want to take responsibility. Oh, I did this. I did the other. No, you didn't.
Yes.
You did it because God gave you the power and authority to do it through his son, Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes. Are you there?
And yeah, I'm still here. And you're right. It doesn't take 2 hours to pray. The scripture, what the scripture doesn't say, it takes all that long.
Right.
The short prayer, sometimes all the long prayers, we are glorifying ourselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I hear the Lord saying that even in this prayer, say if they say, well, Carolyn, since you want us to pray, then you pray. And God said, just simply say the Lord's Prayer and just let it go. Just the Lord's Prayer, saying what he will do upon you saying the Lord's Prayer. And then they're going to come in, and then they're going to pray. They say, because what they're they're going to be testing you. I said, God, when is this going to stop?
And see, they don't know the power. Yeah, but they don't know the power and authority that's in the Lord's Prayer. When you recognize the name of God as above all names, when you recognize God where God resides, two, you recognize that God is the one that provides for you. He provides our daily bread. And when you confess and repent, and God will take care of you, and God protect you from your enemies. All of that's in that little prayer that we were taught as little babies.
That's right. Amen. Amen. I just wish that my family would know how much I love them, care, honor, and respect, and I'm always acknowledging them for their accomplishments of finishing high school, of finishing colleges, and the things that they're doing, vice presidents, millionaires, entrepreneurs, teachers, you know, things of that magnitude. And it's like, I don't know. And, you know, God said, just like, go ahead.
Look how humble Jesus was.
That part.
Jesus didn't float around on all them titles and what he wore and that sets him apart, let everybody know. That's why I don't run around in the apostle garb. People spending $3,000 and $1,500 for all of that. What does that do for you? What does that do for the people? The people are looking at the exterior. What people need to look at is what's inside. What are you doing? What is your life saying to them?
Thank you. I'm like, God, are people seeing you on the inside? And I will have people, not family members, every prayer that I pray, I'll have people that I didn't even know were listening. So, girl, keep on praying. So I won't be saying nothing, but I'll be listening. And I'm like, Lord, you are God. And, it makes me feel, especially when I'm having a down day, that's when things are going rough. Like I told you, a lot of times the Lord will have you to call me, and I'll just be going through because I just want to be loved. You know, I'm finally accepting the fact that I ain't going to never be loved. Not easy. But I'm going to get off. I pray that God's will be done.
All right.
Everyone that is listening, please call in the first, third, and fifth Monday evening. If you want to hear me, like I said before, I'm on Morning Glory and a Noonday Prayer Facebook Live, 6 a.m. When the Lord leads, if I am not sick, please don't hold it to my heart. Hold it to my head. But I try to be on as often, and I always mention Global Coalition Prayer that comes on at 8. Number is 980-247-9903. God bless you. God keep you. Take the Lord God with you. And remember to say Merry Christmas. You can say happy holiday, but say Merry Christmas. That defeats the enemy. God bless you. And thank you, Apostle. I appreciate you. This is our administrator and overseer of the globe. God bless. Good night.
Good night. Shalom.